Well, we're looking ahead to the penultimate meeting of the season at Hamilton Park. It's the USAVE Utilities Contracts Race Day. Seven races getting underway at 1:30 all the way through till 4:30 and ground a little bit on the soft side, but for the time of year, in really good nick. We pride ourselves in the condition of the track at Hamilton Park. Before we have a look at the card itself, let's look at the seasonal statistics with just one meeting to come. Two if we count this one, of course. Leading jockey so far at Hamilton Park this year, Paul Mulrennan. Nine winners. Ben Curtis is actually out injured now, so he won't improve in eight winners. And we've got Jason Hart and Andrew Mullen on six winners. Top trainer award looks to be done and dusted because Jim Goldie's romping away with 16 winners at Hamilton Park so far this season. That's an amazing achievement. He's well clear of Kevin Ryan, Charlie and Mark Johnson and Ian Jardine, who have all got seven. The course specialist at Hamilton Park this season, Wiki Wiki Wheels, she's been an absolute phenomenal success. She's won five races at Hamilton Park, including, of course, the £100,000 Lanark Silver Bell. Top owner, well, the flag that looks set to be flying above the grandstand for 2023 is that of the Thistle Blugstock, because Jimmy Long has had eight winners at Hamilton Park this year, and he's represented with quite a few horses at this meeting that we're having on Sunday. Looking at the card itself then, well, Tristan Davidson, a man that must be looking forward to one of the races, because he's got two runners in the £13,000 USAVE Business Energy Specialist Fillies Handicap. Now, it's over six furlongs. Tristan's a Cumbrian-based trainer, used to be a milkman as well as being a trainer, used to double up milking cows with training racehorses. And his two horses in that race are Pearl of Qatar and Irish Dancer. And both of them have got course-winning form. They know the place pretty well. Irish Dancer's actually got winning form already at Hamilton Park this spring. Pearl of Qatar won at Hamilton Park in May of last year. It's a good race, as you would expect, because it is our feature race of the day. And the main dangers to Tristan Davidson's two mares, well, you've got to think Rochambeau. She's been raised £3 for winning on handicap debut at Newcastle in early August. And the top weight, Selby's Pride, has also gone up £3 because she won by a length here over course and distance at Hamilton Park in a fillies handicap 18 days ago. So that's her most valuable race on the card. The second race, or it'll be the third race now, the 2:30, the big Drew Hunter Memorial at Selling Stakes. Now, if you don't know what a Selling Stakes means, well, basically it means that the winner will be afterwards offered by auction for sale in the winner's enclosure. You can actually go and watch this auction taking place. The winner will be sold for a minimum of £4,000. Now, there might be bids that puts that price up, or there might be no bid, in which case the winner is retained by the winning connections. And any other horse in the race can be claimed for a minimum claiming price of £10,000. The likely favourite in the seller, not to say that this will win, but it's Gifted Ruler, who's wearing cheek pieces for the first time and is trained in Cheshire by Hugo Palmer. So that's what the selling race is all about. And one more race to have a look at, the 3 o'clock is a handicap over six furlongs, the Gat Craig Inn Always a Warm Welcome handicap over six furlongs. Fascinating race this. We've got some interesting colours in this race as well, because number 6, Coletta Sunrise, actually carries the colours of the former England footballer Michael Owen, who's played for many, many clubs. Real Madrid, I think, springs to mind, and of course at Liverpool. Coletta Sunrise is an 11-race maiden. She's a filly who, in this day and age of lots of money changing hands for bloodstocks, actually only cost 800 guineas as a foal. She's trained by Hugo Palmer, who also got a few runners at Hamilton Park during the season. She's actually only ran three times, though, for Hugo, because she was previously trained in Ireland by Johnny Murta. And spinning the clock back, so to speak, to the first race of the day, we've got the 1:30. It's the USAVE Business Energy Consultancy EBF Novice Stakes. Now, it's over five furlongs, and these are two-year-olds. And if you don't know too much about horse racing, a two-year-old thoroughbred is the youngest age that the horse can actually race at. Looking through a couple of them, well, interestingly, I think that we've got a horse visored for the first time. Number 4, Installation, a visor, just like blinkers to help horses focus. And Installation's ridden by Oisin Orr for Richard Fahey, cost £230,000 as a two-year-old at the Breeze Up sales. Now, If you think earlier on we're talking about a filly who cost 800 guineas, this one cost £230,000. So hoping that the headgear works on installation. Another one that cost a few quid in this race, incidentally. A newcomer, number two, Concert Boy. Concert Boy cost 125,000 guineas as a yearling and represents Danny Tudup and David Amara. And of course, they were the successful trainer-jockey combination in Saturday's Air Gold Cup. There you have it then, a quick look ahead to a penultimate meeting at Hamilton Park. As always, for future racing, do have a look at the Hamilton Park Racecourse website for all the very latest details and news. And it does always pay to book in advance. Tickets are cheaper if you book them on the website. You can also, of course, pay on the gate. Otherwise, we hope to see you racing at Hamilton Park real soon. You'll have a great time.